Hello again, everybody. This is Joe Garagiola, speaking to you directly from Al Lang Field, the spring training site of the St. Louis Cardinals. There's a great batting practice going on, and one of the pitchers who was out shagging some of the long balls that Tom Alston and Musial have been hitting has been Vic Rashi. Vic, you look like you really broke a sweat.
Weather here, and ideal for training.
Vic, did you have to pay any assessments this spring for coming down? You look like you're in great shape, but I'm coming up with some surprises. Some of the boys did. Were you one of the lucky ones?
Yes, I was one of the lucky ones. I was 5 pounds over. I think it cost me $10, but I may get that back in victories, Joe.
Well, I hope you do. What does he pay you, $10 for victory?
No, not quite.
Vic, how do you feel? Last year, you had a spring training here with the Cardinals. Must have been with mixed emotions, but how do you feel going into spring training now as a full-time Cardinal?
Well, I've had a year in the National League now. I know more about their ballparks and their dimensions and their hitters and how to pitch to a lot of them that I didn't know last year. And sometimes, as you get a little older, things learning may take a little longer. But I think this year that I have a pretty good idea on the hitters in this league and the teams and how to pitch to them and who hits and runs and all that kind of stuff.
Did you have to change your pitching style any, Vic, coming from, say, Yankee Stadium over to Busch Stadium?
Yes, I had to somewhat because of the parks being a little smaller. In the Yankee Stadium, of course, you have that tremendous outfield out there, and you make them hit that long ball. Once in a while, they pull a ball when you make a mistake on you. But in these parks here, they seem to have more power hitters, and the parks seem to be a little smaller. Whether it's the hitters or not, I don't know.
Vic, you said that you had to learn about hitters and so forth. I can appreciate that fact. You more or less have to learn that yourself. Nobody can actually teach you that. Is that right?
Well, they can tell you the weaknesses of hitters, but one pitcher can pitch a hitter a certain way and another fellow can't. So therefore, if you can't do it and you ask around and nobody can help you out, then there's only one way to do it, and that's to get out and learn from experience on him. And I've had to do that quite a bit last year. But when I came over with the Cardinals, I looked around to see if there was anybody that pitched like me here, and there wasn't, which made the task a little tougher. But I've learned through pitching against them last year so that I had to have in my mind anyways, a little easier time.
Well, experience is the best teacher then. Vic, did you find the National League any different than you expected it?
Well, I found this to be true, that there are more tougher teams in the National League. I mean, right down the list as compared to the American League. They had more dangerous hitters and better hitters on the club. I was surprised to find that only the Pittsburgh Pirates didn't have any long ball hitters, and they only had one in Thomas. The rest of the clubs had 3 and 4. And they're pretty tough when you find them coming up in a row.
So one let up and you're in the showers, is that
it?
Vic, you know, a lot of people often ask me, I know you've been asked it, what does a catcher say when he goes out to the pitcher? Now, I know what I say. What kind of a conversationalist is Yogi?
Well, Yogi doesn't say too much, because I have a college education and he doesn't, see? But we got along very well. We came out there and he'd say, well, come on, what are you trying to do? Get the ball over. And then after a while, we got so we understood each other by our motions and everything, and his grunts and groans and actics back there, why he'd stay behind the plate, and I know what he was talking about.
Vic, that's quite interesting, the grunts and groans, because that's typical of Yogi. You know, Eddie Stanky has gone on record so far this year as saying that he's going to pitch you about once a week. How do you prepare for, say, a game once a week? Have you given it any definite thought?
Oh, yes, I thought about it all winter, and I might add here that I haven't had much sleep since they tore down the screen in St. Louis. I'd go about it this way. I thought about it that pitching once a week is an honor to a pitcher who's been in baseball for a long time. I think it's the greatest honor that can be given him because they think enough of the man to keep him around for once a week job. If you look around, there are not too many in the big leagues now that do that. But training yourself, well, I guess you just have to keep in shape. Keep working to build your strength up for that once a week, and also proper release jobs in between a couple innings here. And I feel that I'm strong enough to pitch even more than once a week if Eddie could see fit for me to come in.
Well, Vic, thank you very, very much for stopping by. And, folks, that was Vic Rashi, and you see the outlook that he has. And, Vic, I hope you have a great year in 55.
Thank you, Joe.
So up until the next time, this is Joe Garagiola saying so long, everybody.